Welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey everyone, I hope you're having a fantastic day.
I've been eagerly waiting for today's episode because here with us, we have Psychic Sabrina.
Hello, I'm shy.
Don't worry.
My name is Sabrina Meglio, but people call me Sabrina. I'm a mystic, a psychic, medium, and all things supernatural. I don't know what else to say. Like, anything supernatural is in my realm. I've been doing psychic readings since my early 20s. I was pretty much born psychic. I could see spirits and know things since I was like maybe 2 or 3. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. So how do you like react to the spirits and stuff? Since you knew from like, it wasn't a normal thing, right? So like,
look, for me, like the spiritual world or, you know, just knowing things is like, I always say it's my first language. Like spirit is literally my first language. I grew up speaking French and Italian. So, you know, like technically English is really my third language, but so for me, it was just always so natural and it made sense. But, you know, as a kid, you don't really know how to explain it. You don't really know how to like, you know, how do you tell your mom she's gonna have a car accident? When I was about, I don't know, 11 or 12, I told my mom once, don't drive today. I don't want you driving. You're going to get into a car accident. My mother would be like, damn it, Sabrina, stop saying negative things like that. And then my mom got into a car accident. I mean, thank God she was okay. Her car, you know, was okay, but she came home in a grouchy mood. I mean, you know, so it was sort of like, keep your mouth shut because people would get mad, which they would.
Yeah. So your parents like believed you and everything about.
Now, you know, the funny thing is my mom and my dad were divorced since before I was born. But when I was a kid, when I would stay with my stepmom and my dad, you know, my stepmother would always say, stop talking to yourself, Sabrina, because I was always talking to spirits.
Yeah.
And my stepsister just recently said to me, I always knew you were psychic. You used to say things. And I was like, why didn't you ever say anything? I just think that they did know how to deal with it. You know?
Yeah.
My mom's friend told me once, my mother never told me, but I guess she told a friend, well, it was a friend of ours, that when I was little, I would predict my mother's blind dates to a T.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I never knew this because my mom never told me, but our mutual friend told me after she passed. I was like, shit. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So. So you can like predict the future kind of then, right?
I mean, yes, there are some things that I do see that do happen. But you know, like sometimes things change because we all have free will choice. Like I could tell somebody, Mom, I don't feel you should do A, B, and C. And then they could go do A, B, and C, and then there's a different outcome.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's still okay. So I was gonna ask, so when did you figure out that you can talk and like connect to spirits? Like
since I was really young. But like to really understand what I was doing, 14.
Oh,
okay. 13, between 13 and 14.
So when did you realize that like you wanted to become a psychic? Like you couldn't live this like a normal life?
It's not like, I always say this to my friend, it's not like I woke up one day and said, hey, I think I'll be a tarot reader. No. I didn't choose this profession. This profession chose me. So my dream was music. I used to work at a music record store. I mean, music was always my love. And that didn't really pan out. So I was working at this publishing company, and I would do little readings here and there. Just, you know, I lost my keys. Where are they? You know, and I would try to find them for people, but nothing serious. And then I got a job offer to work in the music industry, but it was more to do concerts, like to promote concerts. And I would travel and, you know, and I got all excited. So I quit my B job, as I called it, you know, working at this publishing company, doing literally peon work. I mean, you know, I was like a stock person. I mean, it was, you know, and so I'm all excited. I quit my job. I'm like, oh, my dream job. And then 3 days later, we find out that the guy that hired me was a con artist and con this guy out of all this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I didn't have a job. So I was like flipping out. And the spirits are laughing. Oh, don't worry. And I'm like, what do you mean? So, and I am telling you, I am not even exaggerating. So I went to a temp agency and, you know, looking for a job. For 6 months, every temp agency or every job I would get, at the middle of the day, they'd send me home. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like, what did I do wrong? For 6 months. And they're like, Sabrina, man, we can't find you a job. Like, you know, you're a screw up. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And the spirits are like, because this is not what you're doing. We're not going to let you have a job. We want you to do readings. And they told me specifically, we want you to call this place and you're going to get a job there.
Wow.
And I said, no, I'm not. So I call the place. It was a bookstore called The Psychic Eye. Do you guys have them up in the Bay Area? Or did you have The Psychic Eye in the Bay? I don't think they exist over there anymore.
I don't know. No, I never have heard of that.
Yeah. Most of them kind of, I think, went out of business. But so I call, and then they say, no, we don't have any availability. And then the day later, they call back and they say, oh, we do in Burbank.
Wow.
Yeah. And the lady hired me right on the spot.
Wow. So it's all the spirits working together and like planning it out for you.
Yeah. Because I honestly, for 6 months, I couldn't get a job. It was ridiculous.
Wow. So, that's crazy. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. And you know, when I first started doing it, I thought, what the hell am I going to, you know, I don't know what to do, because I would just do readings. I'd tell people what I see and then let them be on their way. And this was different. This was, they scheduled a 15-minute, or they scheduled a half an hour. And I'm like, oh my God. But the spirits would just walk me through it. Yeah.
Wow. So when you say like the spirits are like, you know, laughing at you, so there's like always around you, is it always around you? So it's like the same group of spirits always around you following you. It's like,
I mean, we all have spirit guides. I mean, like, we all have spirit guides. And, you know, people that are light workers, so people that do, you know, that are healers, I mean, even doctors and nurses, I mean, when you're of service and you're doing it in the light in a positive way, and in some ways you guys are actually light workers, because I actually did your numbers and I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
I was just doing your energy stuff. We all have spirit guides, so yeah. I have new spirit guides though now. Like, sometimes spirit guides will, like, they'll come in, and then sometimes you'll get new spirit guides, like depending on if you're going through a hard time, or let's say you got a promotion, or you're like, you know, you're leveling up in the world, so you're going to have these other spirit guides to kind of help you as well, if that makes sense.
Oh okay
yeah.
So like when you say spirits, like do you see them like as a person, like?
Oh yeah, that's tricky. Well, sometimes I can see them really clearly, like I see you. Like, other times I have a very strong sense of them. Like, I can feel them to the point where I almost can tell what they look like. You know, because if you think about, I mean, we're all energy. So if you think about the energy of us, it vibrates at a frequency. It creates some type of a language.
I see.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like a memory, kind of. Like, you know, when we have memories, or like if we have a dream, it's like you remember, like, oh, like I don't know, someone random popped up in my dream, but I don't remember who it is, you know?
Kind of, yeah, maybe like that a little bit, yeah. And then sometimes I see them in my third eye.
Oh, interesting.
Real clearly, yeah. Because, if you, psychics, that's how we see things. Like when it's so funny, my friend, oh my God, like sometimes I'll psych on stuff for her. I love psyching on my friend, Siobhan. Well, she's psychic too. So it's like, I'll see a movie playing in my head. So I could see it's like a movie, it's a trip.
Wow, interesting, yeah. So do they talk to you like a normal voice, just like talk to you? Like
sometimes I will hear, like, it does sound like voices in your head. Like it'll either be a female voice if it's a female energy, or a male voice if it's a male energy. Or sometimes they don't really speak, but it's like they give me a wave of energy and it's a language, and then I have to download it and go, oh, okay. It's like I translate it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a whole different language.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole different language. Yeah.
Wow. So that's amazing.
School. I was going to ask, when you were in school, like as a young, you know, teenager, like, did your friends maybe like tease you, or like, you know, have any spirits like, you know, came across, like came to you, and like, you know, you're hearing voices in school, like any story you can share?
Oh, well, I kept most of it to myself.
Oh, okay. But yeah.
A lot of it I kept to myself, but one story though, in particular, I've always been able to see spirits and then elementals. So angels, fairies, you know, people will say, you're crazy, Sabrina. You can't tell people you see fairies. It's like, but dude, they exist. Like, seriously. Wow. So when I was a teenager, just where we would walk, there was always a lot of grass. So I'd be walking on the grass and the fairies would yell at me and say, stop walking on the grass. Go over there on the sidewalk. Right? They would get really mad. They're like, you're stepping on us. So one day I told my friend and she said, you're nuts. Literally, you're crazy.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That friendship didn't last long after that. So then I was like, keep your mouth shut.
Oh, so you can also see fairies too. So like, so mm-hmm. What do fairies actually do? Like what? Are they like in movies and stuff, they're like the typical have wings and just like fly around?
They do have wings. Some fairies are actually tall.
Oh, they, wow, they
look,
really?
Yeah, they look like people. Mm-hmm. Oh, and some fairies actually, they work for the light. They help. They're very, the ones that I've encountered, really smart, intuitive. Also, they have their own intuitive abilities. They are also very sensitive, and you know, like, I mean, they're not human, but they have emotion, and you know, they do things differently. They don't sleep; they nap. I learned that, which is kind of cool. Yeah, like, you know, like we sleep 8-10 hours, they'll take like naps.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So they don't have like, you know, they don't call them clans. They call them communities. So they're like, you know, like their community is sort of like their tribe. You know?
Yeah.
Not like little things like that I learned. And they're funny, and they're just fun. And they like to really more like bring out positive energy or positive. They like to bring out happiness in people. That's what I experienced.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, that's interesting to know the fairies, you know, actually exist too.
I mean, there's all sorts of things that are out there, you know?
That's really amazing. Cool.
Yeah. Like I've watched, you know, the Tinkerbell movie. I'm like a huge fan of Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, yeah. You know, there was this really good, it was darker though, like on Amazon Prime, they had this series, but I think it only lasted one season. And it was with Orlando Bloom. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot it. And it was about fairies. It was like this sort of like fantasy. It was actually really good, but the, you know, of course, you know, they were not nice to the fairies. They were outcasts. But when I watched it, I was like, huh, they did an interesting portrayal of fairies. Not bad. So it was kind of cool.
Oh, okay, cool. That's interesting. Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
So you said, you also mentioned that you can also communicate with angels.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like I have in the past, yeah.
Oh,
or
wow.
When I meditate, mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes they'll come to me. When I do, I'll do energy work too. I also do energy work. And sometimes the angels will come.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Speaking of your work, so you, as a psychic, you do readings and healings. And so you do appointments like that. So what's your typical session like?
Oh, God, every session is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, sometimes I'll have a theme of the day. It's weird. Like, that day, everybody is heartbroken. And, you know, they're either breaking up with their significant other, or they just broke up. Like, it'll be like a theme of the day. It'll be really intense, you know, like, it's like, oh my God, you know? And then some days it goes from really heavy, like I'm communicating with my client's son that passed away, to, oh my God, this is going to be a great year and you're getting married and this, and, you know, it's like, so it goes from like one extreme to another. It's different. So it's almost like I have to be prepared for just anything. Yeah.
That's really cool. Cause I was reading your website and it said that you do like a animal Reiki healing.
Oh, animal Reiki. Yeah. Like I give energy work to some of the animals. Yeah.
Wow. That's something.
Oh, wow. So you also work with animals.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love animals.
That's so cool. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's interesting.
Do you have a story, Sabrina?
Oh wow, yeah, actually I do. That's so amazing that you said that. So one of my neighbors, she actually just moved out. Her name is Abby. Her friend had this beautiful dog that was poisoned. And I have to say that my neighbor, she's not really a believer. But she was like, listen, man, we're desperate. We'll try anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you say, you know, can you psych on the dog? Is the dog going to live? Like, can you do a healing on the dog? So I was like, okay, let me go see what I can do. So what I did was I did more of an astral healing, which an astral healing is what you do is you meditate and you go kind of out of body and you go to kind of leave your body and you astral travel to where they are.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. There's actually a movie, Insidious. Is it like that? If you've heard of the movie Insidious?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I never watched it. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like astro travel, or whatever you mentioned. Yeah, we actually watched that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I have to check it out now. So I see him and I do a healing on him. You know, I'm doing energy work. And then I see all these other dogs in there. And I'm like, oh, and I started crying. Cause I mean, I'm a sap. I cry watching Cinderella. I used to have a stepdaughter and my stepdaughter and I, we would sit and watch movies together and I'd be crying, you know?
Yeah.
Get emotional. So, and I'm crying. I'm like, oh no, all these dogs need healing. So I heal that dog. And then I just sort of send healing energy to all the other dogs. And the dog tells me I'm going to live.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. I've got some good news, you know, and whatever. So, you know, I get back in my body and whatever. And I text my neighbor, hey, the dog I feel will live. And I think it's going to be okay. Let me know. So I don't hear anything for like 4 days. So I'm like, okay. And finally, the dog is okay.
Wow.
Here's the better part is that about a week and a half later, my neighbor and I go to the woman's house where the dog was poisoned. And she's going to take us to dinner. So I go, the minute I get into the house, that dog runs right up to me like he knows me. And I was like, I just started crying. It was, the dog knew me. It was so amazing because I didn't expect that.
Wow. Yeah, because he saved the dog's life.
I mean, I don't know. I think the vet saved the dog's life. But I mean, you know, I helped maybe. You know.
Definitely, yeah. That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
She was really, I was like so touched. I was like, okay, this is cool.
So did your like neighbors then like maybe believe you? Kind of.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I let it go. I mean, the thing is people either believe or they don't, and I'm not here to judge, and I'm not here to try to get you to prove. You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if they experience it themselves, like, you know, they might believe it. But if it's like, oh, I'm just like, you know, I just like, oh, I saw a spirit there or something supernatural. If I just say, tell someone, then they would be like, are you crazy? They don't even exist. So they won't even believe it unless they personally experience it themselves.
That's so true. Yeah, that really is true. And it's amazing though, like some people will, like, even if they do experience it, they'll try to find a way to, for logic. And you know, it's like sometimes there is no logic explanation, you know? But yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah. So we actually have some questions from our listeners, and so one of our listeners at Mernea Sessi asked, what was your crazy experience and reading you've had with the supernatural?
Well, crazy experience, God, I've had so many. Crazy experience. I had a really scary experience happen to me once when I was going to the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I was living in Burbank at the time. And personally, to me, Burbank is the Bermuda Triangle. It's really weird energy there, if anybody has lived in Burbank.
Okay.
So one day I'm walking, because the market was really walking distance from my house. So I'm walking to the market. And as I'm getting ready to go in, I see this really tall, skinny, dark feature. It is dark clothing, just like a dark mass. And he's standing right where the doors, the market doors open. And it's those sliding doors where they open and close. And this kid on the other side is doing this with his hand. And this dark entity is getting this kid to do this. And I am telling the spirits in my head, what the, you can just say the word. And I am freaked out and I'm angry because I'm thinking this dark entity can kiss my ass. You know, I'm gonna let this little something happen, this little boy. And the spirits are like, just relax, relax. We have to get into the store. Let's go around. So I go around and I'm energetically trying to get the mother to get the kid away from
he's the door. Still, yeah.
And he almost hurt himself badly.
Wow.
So finally the mother pulls the kid and I'm like, oh, phew. You know, I mean, like, I know but seeing it was really creepy. It was just creepy. And, you know, it was like dark energy does exist. You have to be really careful.
Wow. So how do you get like rid of bad spirits, or I guess, you know, demons,
evil,
if you've encountered them?
My friend and I had a couple of experiences. Yeah, I've had a couple of experiences
with demons.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You would like to share?
Which one? Well, okay. So I have a really good friend, and a mutual friend of ours, she was renting this house in Pasadena. And I love Pasadena, but Pasadena is really old energy. And so there's a lot of spirits. I could tell you crazy stuff that happened to me when I lived in Pasadena. It was insane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she kept saying, she goes, I think I have a dark spirit in my basement.
Okay.
The dog would start barking. I was like, okay. Mm. So I make my own incense and I make like purification and exorcism incense. And you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. It can't be that bad. Oof. I go down into the bay. Like, it's like these literally like out of a movie, you walk all the way down these weird steep steps.
I can imagine it. Yeah.
Right?
And all of my heart's pounding and I'm like, oh, there was a smell. I'm like, oh, this isn't good. So my God, and the spirits always say, do not be afraid of it. The more you're afraid of it, the more it will hurt you, the more it will try and harm you. Mm. So you got to go in and you got to be the warrior now. Like you mm-hmm. have to just
face your fears. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be fearless. So I go down there. And I basically start yelling at it and I use profanity, which will not stay here. But I basically am telling it, get the hell out of this house. You are not welcome here.
Yeah.
And the spirit's telling me, no, you leave the house. I command you to leave. And I'm like, no, asshole.
Yeah.
So I do the purification incense and it doesn't help. So then I'm having a conversation with the spirits and this dark thing, and this thing isn't going to leave. So yeah. I had to tell my friend, you got to move because this thing isn't going to go anywhere. It's not worth it. And the weird thing was that my friend, she was starting to act weird. Like she was starting to do things. Yeah. It was like excessive crazy shit. Sorry. It was just excessive stuff. So, I my other friend and I was like, dude, move. But we left the house and I'm like, I'm telling you, you gotta go. You gotta go. So what I also did was I told them, I said, what you should do is you should put like, you know, those like Hindu chants, there's like any type of chants that are like the Om, you know, any by Lord Ganesha, you know, Lakshmi, anything, Kali, anything. And then there was this other Buddhist chant, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. I was like, you need to make cassettes of them and put them downstairs to raise the vibration.
Yeah. Because
those types of chants raise the vibration of your home and they don't like that. So it's like if you have negative energy in your home or you have dark energy, you can play those over and over again. And after a while, they have to leave because it creates a higher vibration in your home.
Yeah.
So she did that for a while and it kept it at bay. But they got kicked out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy though. It's scary for me to think about. It's like a demon's like in my house, and it's like
conjuring movie like that. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want no demon in my house. You're not welcome. You know, you're not welcome.
Yeah.
So you were all so possession is also a real thing, huh? Like demons or spirits can enter someone's body.
I mean, to be very honest, I've never really dealt with any possessions.
Okay.
I'm sure it exists. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it does.
Uh-huh.
I haven't, thankfully, knock wood. Although, no, that's not true. That is not true. Oh my. You're right. Spirit's telling me, hey, Sabrina. No. Oh my God, you're so right. I did experience it once. See, I try to forget about
it. Oh, yeah.
Yes. It can happen, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've only seen Megan was mentioning the possession, like in movies. And it's, I don't know, I feel like the movies are just over-exaggerating. But then when I think about it, like, I mean, it could happen in real life.
I mean, my guys don't like it when I watch... I'm not really into horror movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I like old slasher movies. I love campy mm-hmm. things. Anything, you know, old Friday the 13th, like the original, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, you know, John Carpenter, love that. But these possession movies, I can't, I don't watch them. They don't let me, the spirits.
Oh.
Don't let me. They say it's not good for you. Just don't do it. And sometimes though, I'm curious because I get, you know, I'm a curious mind. So I'm more like, I just want to see what the hell are they going to do with this? Like, that's more what I'm watching it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, you know, look, it's Hollywood, it's a movie. You have to embellish things.
Okay. Yeah, one of my favorite TV shows, and my mom, we have a favorite TV show. It's called Supernatural. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah. I've seen it though, but I've heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my mom and I, we both have a favorite TV show. We always watch it together. And yeah, it's about like spirits in the world of supernatural and stuff like that. So yeah, I was wondering, like, they always, you know, use like they always use salt to like make sure ghosts aren't, you know, next to you, or like if you smell like a starch or something like that, if you feel cold, that means there's a sign of spirits. Is that all true?
Okay, so the sign of the cold, like if you're in a room and it's really, really, it gets really cold,
mm-hmm.
Yes. That's salt, see, that's where it's tricky. I mean, salt it's a very good purifier. It is like, sometimes when I'll light a candle, I'll put salt around the candle for protection. Yes, that is true. And if you're casting a spell, you know, you want to cast a circle, you can put, you know, salt, yes. But you know, salt's not evil. It's positive. And okay. I'm going to say one thing. Pentagrams are not evil. You know, and a lot of these, even the Charmed, and you know, like I love watching supernatural stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are some shows, like I used to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer all the time. Love, you know, when it's, especially when it's on Amazon for free. Right now I'm watching Angel over again. I love that, you know, like I love watching supernatural stuff. But like, you know, they always portray as these, like the pentagram being evil. And if you really do your research, it's really not the devil's sign. It's not evil. You can use it for evil, but it's really not evil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's actually one for protection.
Okay.
And it has all the elements, right? Earth, air, fire, water, and in the middle, spirit. So if you ever see one, don't get afraid because it's not evil.
Oh, okay, cool. Got it. Yeah.
And you were saying, so what else do you guys watch that's supernatural?
I love Stranger Things. I think Stranger Things is my favorite.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah.
That is a really good show. I have to finish watching season 3.
Yeah, Marsh and I are both waiting for the next
season. It gets really intense. Like, I was also really scared because I watched it at night and I'm like, oh my God, I can't sleep. And I really can't sleep. It's just like the monsters are like capturing me. And I'm like, I cannot sleep, but it's a really good show. I enjoy every minute of it.
I enjoy too. I love the girl that has telekinetic power.
11.
Yeah, she's great.
I also like watching different supernatural shows, like I don't know if you heard of, like, you know, like Teen Wolf, if you heard
Teen
of that
Wolf. Teen Wolf. And then Vampire Academy, and then
Twilight, I think that's also kind of
Twilight. Which that's one? The vampire. That's vampire.
Yeah. Twilight.
What else have I seen that I actually like? God, I can't think. Okay, so I used to watch. There's the show that was, but it's not on anymore. It's really old. It was called The Dead Zone.
Oh, okay.
That's really good because he plays a psychic. Mm-hmm. With just one touch, he can see things. It was really good. So I used to love watching that show.
Oh, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, it used to be on USA. It wasn't like it was on a cable show.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say, going back to the spirit talk, so I just wanted to share a story. So this is like, I think this happened like, I think 2 years ago. So we were at like a Diwali party. And like, so for Diwali, it's like an Hindu festival. I think Sabrina, you might've heard of it, right?
Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights, Diwali.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So basically we celebrated Diwali and we went to our friend's house, right? And so they have like crackers and like we play with random things. And then that day I was like wearing like a half sari type of thing, like a lehenga. It's kind of like a dress, right? It's like a long dress. And so in her house, there's like candles like everywhere, like beside the garage. And so you gotta be really careful when you walk. So it was like 7:30. We just like went out, you know, to have some fun, right? And then like, so since my sari, like the shawl is like really long. So I was like standing somewhere, okay? And this shawl went inside the candle, okay? Yeah, I know. It went inside the candle. And then no one noticed because everyone just, I think going back in, my best friend and I were just there. And then I was like, wait a second, I feel something in my back, right? And I literally like started touching the fire, my shawl, like, come on, right? And then my friend's like, oh my God. And so what happened was the polisher like sticked. And I was like, oh my God, I was about to die. And I got shocked. And I was literally like taking it out, the shawl away from me. And I literally threw, I couldn't even, and I took it out. And then I went to my parents, like, oh my, you know, this happened. And she was like, oh my God, why didn't you be careful? I'm like, I don't know what happened. So basically what happened was, I think I was standing where the candle was and I wasn't aware of it. So the shawl just came in, like it went inside the candle and it went on fire. And I literally didn't even touch it because it was just such a shock to me. And then after that, like my parents were like, oh my God, like what happened to you, right? And then like we came back home like around night. And like she did this whole, it's not like a puja, but like she literally just told me, she's like, Varsha, stand over here. And she like took lemon and leaves and she literally did this like in a circle. And I was like, oh ma, why did you do that? And she's like, oh, this will just like ward off like any spirits away or something. I was like, oh, okay, I understand. But yeah, and then I was like, oh my God. And then literally the shawl is still here. I think we threw it away like a few months ago. We threw it away because we were like, we don't know what to do with this. And it's like full sticky. Like it's just like stick. So I'm like really glad like I didn't die because, you know, what if my whole shawl went on fire? I couldn't even, you know, be in the situation.
You were so protected. That's like your spirit guides protecting you or, you know, your, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like your protectors.
Wow.
Mom, I would have done the same thing. I would have said, okay, let's clear your aura. Come on.
But yeah, that was just like a life or death situation though.
Wow,
like,
thank God you're okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm like really glad. I was like, oh my God, I can't even imagine. Like
oh
I
my God.
Even go back, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was really like I actually had a great time like talking about like everything in general.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was yeah. fun. Thank you so much for having me on. This was really fun. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
As always, thanks for listening to this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it and stay tuned for more. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for more fun and entertaining episodes. Special guests will be aired on YouTube and other collabs will be on other broadcasting platforms. Visit our website, megaversion.com, and email us at megaversion2020@gmail.com if you have any media or inquiry requests. Feedback is always appreciated.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.